Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. I want to welcome everyone here to Leander Church of Christ, especially if you're visiting with us. We are grateful for your presence. What a wonderful day it is for us to come together and worship our God and to encourage one another. When my oldest son, Paul, was tiny, we would be driving on the highway and see a really impressive bridge coming up. He would point out and shout, "A really cool bridge." It was about two, so it was really cute then. That kind of stuck in our family. If we saw an impressive bridge coming down the highway, "This is a really cool bridge. I've been on some really cool bridges in my day." Have you? I've never been to New York City, so I've not been on the Brooklyn Bridge. I've seen the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, but not been on it. But I've been to the Royal Gorge in Colorado. When I went, it was the highest bridge in the world. And it's a suspension bridge. Like most suspension bridges, it swings a little in the wind. And it's a pedestrian bridge. You can walk across it, and I did. That's an adventure, walking across when the wind is gusting. The Coronado Bridge in San Diego. Great bridge from downtown San Diego to Coronado Island. A lot of great bridges over the Mississippi River. To get over that river, it has to be a great bridge. The ones I've been over the most are in Memphis, I-40 and I-55 bridges there. Also the I-57 bridge going toward Cairo, Illinois. Really nice bridge. You can see from a long ways off this really cool bridge coming up. I think the coolest bridge that I've ever been on, though, is the Mackinac Bridge. You ever been on that or heard about the Mackinac Bridge? It connects the upper and lower peninsulas of Michigan at the Straits of Mackinac, where Lakes Michigan and Huron meet. The Mackinac Bridge, the Mighty Mack, was one of the longest suspension bridges in the world between spans. And the whole bridge is over 5 miles long. What a beautiful view you get from that bridge. The Great Lakes on both sides of you. Mackinac Island off to the east in the distance. The bridge has four total lanes of traffic, two lanes going each way. And in the middle span of the bridge, the highest part of the bridge between the two suspension towers, the two inside lanes going the opposite way there are a little different. The surface is not concrete there, but it's metal grating. In other words, there's more air or nothing than there is surface on those lanes. Now, they did this to make the bridge more wind resistant. So when these huge northern blizzards come blowing in from Canada across the lakes, the wind blows through those lanes instead of the bridge catching the wind and swinging more than they ought to. So don't take a really small car there. It could get blown off, I suppose. What does it mean, then, to drive over a lane made entirely of metal grating? Well, it means that not only do your tires sing as you drive across, but if you go slow enough, you can see straight down to the lake 200 feet below you. That'll get your attention, which leads me to say, I've noticed that some people like bridges more than others. Some people really don't like them. But for some people, yeah, it's scary enough already to be on a bridge that is 5 miles long and 20 stories above the water. You can imagine that when you add see-through lanes into the mix, the whole thing can be very disconcerting. In fact, when you pay the toll at the Mackinac Bridge, they do offer a free service of someone getting in and driving your car across the bridge for you while you ride in your car. And apparently hundreds, maybe thousands of people a year take them up on that. Well, I know many of you come this morning with glad hearts and rejoicing. There are many, because of the circumstances in your life, come here this morning with sad hearts and mourning. We've heard the gospel proclaimed this morning, the gospel of Jesus' death and resurrection for us. We've heard it proclaimed from the table. We've heard it proclaimed in the songs that we've sung. We've heard it proclaimed in the prayer. If you will allow me this morning to say a few final words, then not directly about the gospel, but about the transition that's taking place within this congregation that we're all aware of. On January 7th of last year, remember some of the things I said that day. One of those things went like this: I'm not Rob. And that's okay. I'm not the next preacher. And he's not Rob. And he's not me. And that's okay. Also, recall the metaphor I used when I started here last year. I told you what some of your responsibilities toward me would be during this time. No falling in love, I recall saying. Why? Because I'm temporary. This is not really a blind date. We're just friends hanging out. You will have some blind dates in the coming weeks and months, I said. And you did. No hating either. For the same reason. I'm temporary. You can stick it out. I'm merely the bridge, I said. And so I said, I would appreciate your love and prayers and support in that role. Now, looking back over the last 13 months, I've got to say, some of you have done really well with the no falling in love part. It came natural. Right? Others have not done so well with that. That's okay. It's all good. And I would be remiss if I did not say that we have grown to love you as a congregation, and many of you as individuals. Not in the role of a full-time preacher, because I am not that, but as a fellow Christian, again, as friends hanging out. So what I want to do now is leave the love and friend metaphor behind. It served its purpose. It's time for another metaphor, which I did mention last year and just now. The bridge. This time period has been a bridge. Or if you like, I have been a bridge. That was my role. So let's think about bridges for just a little bit. And this won't take long. I know there's food. I could smell it. So... some bridges are really cool. Others are pretty average, not much to look at, purely functional. Some bridges are really short. Other bridges are really long, longer than you expected when you first got on. Some people take the same bridge in a very different way. That is, some people are scared by the bridge. Bridges can be a bit risky. Are you a little apprehensive when you go over those flyover overpasses in Austin? Do you wish someone else would drive you across? It is safer to be on solid ground. But other people love bridges. They enjoy the really high view you get from a bridge. The perspective from a bridge is unique. You can see the land behind you and the land before you from a different angle. You can get a bigger, maybe more objective view of the land than is possible when you are on the land itself. Just in case the whole analogy here is too subtle for anyone, let me speak plainly. I'll say a few things about my perspective. First of all, I certainly want to thank the elders for trusting me with this task of preaching. They've been good to me, and I pray that I fulfilled their trust. Second, I pray that this time on the bridge has been a blessing for you. I hope it hasn't been too scary. I hope you've enjoyed the view. I hope that the messages have been encouraging and instructive and challenging in just the right way, and that the bridge has felt stable. Third, preaching here in this intermediate role has been a blessing for me. So I want you to know that. Even though I'm only here a couple of hours a week, I have very much enjoyed getting to know some of you. Some of you have reached out to me in a special way, and I'm grateful for that. And as I said last week, of course, we remain united in Christ and share a bond through our connection at this church. I'm 20 miles away. There is email, okay? So we don't have to be strangers. It's also been a blessing for me simply to preach. I've always said if I'm going to have to listen to mediocre preaching every week, it might as well be mine. But seriously, it's been a great experience for me to preach. When I preach, I'm primarily preaching to myself. So if your toes ever felt stepped on, good. If you ever felt like a finger was being pointed at you, okay. But I've stepped on my own toes. And if I'm pointing a finger, there's always one or three pointing back at me. But it's a blessing for me because it's my vocation. It's my calling. That's why I'm here in Austin. That's why I'm at Austin Graduate School of Theology, too, in any way that I can and that we can help churches in the area. And I cannot help but think through all of this of the Apostle Paul's affection for the churches that he spent only a short time with in his ministry. And so we heard this morning from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 from the scripture reading, because it simply gives us some insight into Paul's relationship with a church that he established and then he had to leave within a matter of weeks. He has similar affections also for the church in Philippi. And so please listen along, or maybe you want to open your Bibles and read along with me from Philippians chapter 1. If you're turning there, I'll take a moment just to say, I see this passage in the order of worship this morning. I think that's interesting. This is also the passage that Rob read from in his last sermon from 2017. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. And whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord. And Paul's thoughts about the Philippian church here that he expresses resonate with me. He had such good memories of these believers. Like Paul, I also thank God when I remember you. And I think it's appropriate for us to feel mutual affection. I pray that your love will abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight to the praise of God's glory. I like that language of abounding in love that he uses here. The church abounds in love for each other. And all of us share in that love, even when physically absent. I also acknowledge, while this time has been a blessing for me, as Amanda has been here with me most weeks, It's also been difficult for us to be away from our children for worship almost every week. And so we're certainly looking forward to being back at the same place. I miss riding in the car with them and singing a hymn on the way to worship. I miss seeing them during the worship assembly, seeing my son Paul lead songs at the beginning of worship. I miss seeing if they're misbehaving and getting to whoop them in the middle of church. We haven't done that in a while, actually. I miss talking with them about what we heard and learned together. I miss complaining to them about worship on the way home. Sometimes, not much. I miss lunch together, so we're ready for more stable land, too. Now to return briefly to the parable. I don't know how you have viewed the 13-month bridge between full-time preachers. Exhilarating, really cool, boring, purely functional, perhaps. Were you apprehensive? As I indicated, my hope is that it has been not only a functional bridge, but maybe also a good bridge. One that you couldn't avoid crossing, but one that you enjoyed anyway. However you regarded the bridge that has been these past 13 months, make no mistake. The bridge is not the land. The bridge is not the land. A bridge is a great way to get from one piece of land to another. It takes you safely from where one piece of land ends and to where another begins. But it's not where you stay. You don't live on the bridge. You don't get out of your car and linger on the bridge forever. You can't really labor or accomplish much on a bridge. You travel it. You get on, and then you get off. A bridge to nowhere is not helpful. A bridge is a means to an end. It is not the end itself. Even if you go just to see a really great bridge, you don't go there to stay. You move on. On a journey, the bridge is intermediate and temporary. Necessary, but temporary. Well, I hope you're still following the analogy here. The bridge was meant to be something that transported you safely and securely from one full-time preacher to another. And again, I hope it was enjoyable, but it was nothing if it was not functional. I hope it has provided some objective perspective, a different angle maybe on where you have come from, and a look at where you are headed. I hope you've treasured the view that it offered. You're at the end of the bridge now. And the next step is land, a new situation. You've had a glimpse of it, and it looks like good land. It looks fertile, a good place to settle, a good place to be, a good place to work where much can be accomplished, to abound in love. And so it's your job now to receive the new situation. To receive the land, to welcome it, to settle it, to make your home there, to claim the new territory for God, to order it, dedicate it, sanctify it for the kingdom. Maybe to do more on it than you did on the last piece of land, and more than you could ever do on a bridge. Again, to speak plainly, now you will have a full-time preacher. Fabulous though these last 13 months may have been, it's now time for you to move on to something more permanent. As you continue to fulfill the mission of this church, as stated up behind me here, it's time to imagine new possibilities in how you will work with someone who can dedicate full-time to the preaching ministry here. It's time to put your energies toward welcoming Nathan and Avery, to settling down together with them in the new situation and looking forward to the opportunities that God will provide in this place. It's time to take full advantage of those opportunities, to abound more and more in love. And all of this will be possible through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, through the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died and was raised for us, and through the infinite power of the Almighty Father above. I'd like to close with just a page before in my Bible from Philippians 1, the way Paul ends Ephesians chapter 6. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. May God bless you all. There's a time now for a response to the Lord's invitation. If you would like to respond in any way, please make your need known while we stand and sing.